The public talked a lot about ballot initiatives, property tax worries and smart meters during Longmont City Council's open forum Tuesday. Residents were invited to speak for up to 5 minutes on any topic of their choosing and, unlike at other meetings, council had the option to respond and engage speakers. 25 people spoke Tuesday evening. One topic, smart meters, saw 11 different speakers as part of a continued effort opposed to the city's implementation of advanced metering and their worries about potential health effects. Several read off a resolution they asked council to adopt, putting a moratorium on the rollout of the meters until it's proven that they cause no harm. While the residents who spoke raised concerns over health due to the radiation from the meters, the radio frequency emitted by wireless smart meters is considered below the levels of radiation considered hazardous to human health and is minuscule compared to exposure from cell phones. There were also concerns about smart meters causing fires in other states and countries, but this has not been an issue in roughly a decade with newer models of the meters. Residents can still opt out from having a smart meter installed at their property, though it brings extra costs. A few residents voiced their support on initiatives the council is contemplating putting on November's ballot. Three specifically spoke in favor of raising taxes to support the growth of the library, with another person in support of a new recreation center. However, a couple others worried about their rising property taxes in wake of the recent property revaluations. The value of Boulder County homes went up on average 35% over the last 2 years. Mayor Joan Peck encouraged owners to appeal their values, which people can do until June 8, and to look into ballot measure HH, which could bring down property taxes if passed by voters this November. Some touched on affordable housing, from requests asking to make the development process easier to addressing homelessness in the area. A few other comments came up about requiring addresses and not accepting post office boxes from political campaign donors in Longmont. Two residents voiced their support, saying the move would increase transparency. After carrying the changes 4-3 last week, City Council will decide next week whether to change the campaign practice at a public hearing. Council members Tim Waters and Marsha Martin debated with the supporters of the change, asking how not allowing P.O. boxes would increase transparency and arguing that it would actually restrict certain people from being able to donate to campaigns.